God's own chariot's coming in the morning. Oh, that wonderful day. Grand old chariot will come without a warning. Take his people away. I'll be standing there at the station waiting. For I'm going home. I'll roll away when God's chariot comes. Chariot of glory, hallelujah. I'll roll away when God's chariot comes. Oh, where will you stand when the day is dawning? Oh, that wonderful day. Brother, will you be found among the morning and be driven away? They'll be crying then for the rocks and mountains. What may be your doom? I'll roll away. When God's chariot comes,
I'll roll away.
When God's chariot comes, some happy day.
Hallelujah.
I'm going home.
Leaving this world of sin and sorrow. Riding in the chariot, glory, hallelujah.
I'll roll away. When God's chariot comes,
I'll roll away.
When God's chariot comes, some happy day.
Hallelujah.
I'm going home.
Leaving this world of sin and sorrow.
Riding in the chariot, glory, hallelujah. I'll roll away
when God's chariot comes.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray now, that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now I'm looking here to see, okay, there's a mistake there, but in the order of the Bible verse. Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Monday night Bible teaching time with Pastor Fred. And then when Pastor Fred is finished, we have prayer. Watch and pray prayer. So this is a power-packed night with Pastor Fred and then having prayer. Hello, Pastor Fred.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. A very busy day. Very busy
day. Good.
You getting over that? You had that kind of
throat. Yeah.
Still
got the throat, but the coughing is less. It's getting better all the time.
All right. Well, is it a little bit too much to teach for 45 minutes or however?
No, well, we'll look at some scriptures and look at some encouraging scriptures and have a look at a couple of other things and a couple of questions that I have for you. So, let's see how we go. Let's see how we go.
I tell you what, before we have prayer, there's something really, really, I mean, big time serious going on in Pakistan. And let me explain what it is, and then we'll pray about it. I had a conversation with Jamil, and Pakistan and India are on the verge of war. And India, Pakistan is threatening to use nuclear weapons against India. India is saying there's a huge water supply that comes from Pakistan through India. It's called the Indus River. And I think from what I'm hearing, India has already cut off the water to Pakistan. That's according to Jamil. And they absolutely have to have that water. Huge sections of India depend upon that water. So I'm getting them mixed up, Pakistan and India. Pakistan depends upon that water. So the Pakistani army is apparently moving to the Indian border. The Indian army is moving to the Pakistani border. Now, here's the real danger. Well, added to this danger, the Muslims in Pakistan are claiming that Israel is unified. It's aiding India in war against Pakistan, and that the Israelis are doing this and the Israelis are doing that. And I said, Jamil, that's nonsense. They're lying. They're just doing that to stir up the population, actually against India, more, because they're already stirred up against Israel. So the Muslims have said specifically to the Christians, if the Christians that support Israel, they're going to destroy all your churches, and we're going to burn the churches, we're going to burn you, and we're going to burn your family. So that warning has gone out all across Pakistan. Real serious. This is real, real serious. Pakistan has 170 nuclear bombs. India has 180. India has the bigger army and all of that. And also Jamil said that the Muslims in Pakistan are going crazy over Israel. They're all hollering, Gaza, Gaza, support Gaza, help Gaza, kill the Jews, kill the Jews. This is really, really explosive now in Pakistan and India. Okay, Pastor Fred?
Yes, okay. Lord, we thank you that you are in control. We know that there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And this battle has been going on for months now, a couple of months. But it's becoming serious, very serious. And the hatred of the Jews is being loosed upon the earth, Lord. And so we are asking for protection for Jamil and his churches and the pastors and the people. And that the Pakistani authorities would concentrate on their war with India, not with their war with the Christians. We bind the work of the devil, Lord. Stop his desire to kill, steal, and destroy God's people. We praise you, Father. We pray and thank you for faithful servants of yours. Watch over them, protect them, take fear away from them. We thank you that they are bold. Thank you that you can let this war settle and that you can allow the water to flow, Lord. So we're praying for miracles in the hearts of hardened men. We know, Lord, that your time is your time. And if it's not your time right now for war, that this war be stopped and this nuclear threat be lessened and dropped off. This we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Fred. Amen. Yeah, really, really, really serious. And as far as I'm concerned, The Hindus are getting violent like the Muslims, I kind of trust the Indian government. I don't trust the Muslims are crazy. They all are. Any Muslim nation is, they're not, they're insane. So I believe that guy, their defense minister, saying we're going to nuke you. So what's India supposed to do? Sit back and say, oh, okay, you're going to nuke us? I mean, Fred, how would America feel if we had Pakistan like on our northern border?
Well, we nearly have, but that's okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
So that's where we are. This is really, really explosive, but I like your prayer because we're praying for a great, great revival. I don't think it's I don't think it's time yet, Fred. I don't. I think you know, that this will calm down. Hopefully. So
this hatred of the Jews, this hatred of the Jews is spreading all over the world, and the nations that are beginning to hate the Jews is gonna come out more and more, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, my position for the last, 30 years, God's going to break Islam over Jerusalem. He's going to break it. And I mean break it. So you could see the way Jamil is relating to me, the way the Muslims are in Pakistan, they are insane over Jerusalem, or over Israel anyways. At this point, not necessarily Jerusalem, but they're insane over it. Okay.
Well, okay. We're looking at a couple of Psalms, and then we'll look into Romans 8:18 and 19. Just encouragement for ourselves and for God's people going through difficult times. And look at this. Psalm 89. Lord, we pray that you might bless us now as we look at your word and allow your word to speak to each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Then go to verse 11 of Psalm 89. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. As for the world and the fullness thereof, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand and high is your right hand. Verse 14 of Psalm 89, justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne. Mercy and truth shall go before your face. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. And then jump across to Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yes, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And then to Psalm 91, 11, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And you shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. Shall you trample underfoot? Seems a little bit like Mark 16, doesn't it? Verse 14 of Psalm 91, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And then we go to Romans 8. We're looking at the difficulties and trials. We have time. We'll go through Judges 4, where Barak and the prophetess, what's her name? Oh, gee, I know.
Deborah? Deborah?
Deborah, right. We're facing a difficult time, and we who face difficult times need to get to the Lord's word and find out what he wants done. Deborah was a judge in those days, looking after things, and Barak was called of God to take God's people against a vast army with 10,000 soldiers from two tribes. And so we'll look at that, but let's look first of all at the small picture in our lives and the big picture. If we look at Romans 8, verse 18, and I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, and that is the big picture in verse 19. The little picture is that verse 18, things that we go through. And verse 19 talks about the earnest expectation. It's a real anticipation that God's people are to have. Now, the earnest expectation of creation, it's an eager. And our creation is, we're creation, we're nature, we are part of God's creation, and this is all creation. And most of us, and I believe the thrust of this verse is for the future, but I think it also deals with the present salvation, the present life of the child of God, and then the glorification that is to come. So we have all creation eagerly anticipates the revelation of God's sons and daughters. It's a message of hope and expectation with the entire universe, awaiting also for the future manifestation of God's children. But it's also, it has two timelines, I believe, and that's the big picture that we should be all part of, because it says all of nature, all of creation is waiting for this and in great anticipation and expectation. It's an inner longing and an anticipation, as if we would be waiting for a promised blessing. This manifestation of the sons of God involves the believer in Jesus Christ being seen by all the world. So this manifestation has several timelines. It has now our salvation, the converted, the born again. Today, it's at the moment of salvation is a manifestation of the sons of God. But then, and their redemption is revealed later on and during their life, as they pray, as they worship, as they evangelize, as they read the word, there is a manifestation of the sons of God. And so their whole daily life and family life is part of this manifestation. And then the belief of this verse is that the ultimate glorification, and I believe most people would preach on the ultimate glorification, but I believe it has, and that's the question I'm asking you, John. Do you think it has three timelines, more or less? We don't wait, and then I said this in church, don't wait for something to happen in eternity if it's not happening now in your life.
Oh.
Somehow.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
Somehow, we, they, and all are participating in this. Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. The entire, everything in God's creation is part of this, Fred. Everything.
Right. Creation, the earth, and all people. They're hungry for truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so yeah. That's the big picture. The little picture was the verse before that, that the suffering that we go through is not to be And yet, okay, I was always laughed at by, there was a youth group in the Estonian Baptist Church years ago. They all spoke Estonian and English. And I used to, one of the things that I would say now and again was that suffering is good for you. And then, so I got the epithet. That was what they called me, the, oh, Fred loves suffering. No, I don't love suffering, but I do believe that it's part of life and it's part of the scriptures. But then, of course, you have in on this verse, that's why I'm saying this big picture that we need to encourage ourselves with. It's telling us that we are to be anticipating people being born again and people living the life of Christ and the glorification that will come later. And that's revealed in 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And then you have 2 Corinthians 4:17, one verse there. For this, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look at the verse 19-18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. And then we can go to 1 Corinthians 2:9, which is another amazing verse to encourage us. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard. But as it is written, obviously from the Old Testament, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And so you see, that's the big picture. And so on Sunday, I preached on that that part, the first part of that in church at the beginning. And then I went into Judges 4, the story of Deborah and Barak. And you know the story there. And the one thing that I think I can clarify, but I don't, you know, I don't know everything. But in verse 8, a lot of people think that Barak, who was the, I would call him the general of the armies of the Lord, 10,000, that he was supposed to get ready, and he did get them ready. He was told to get them ready by the prophetess. He said to her, now I'm not going to go if you don't go, but he added that in the Septuagint, and I may be wrong here, in the Septuagint it says, because I know not the day which God will send his angel to give me prosperity. So what he's saying when he says that I need you to come along, he's not being gutless or afraid, because it's obvious he wasn't afraid. He was acting in faith. If you go to Hebrews 11, 32 and 33, he's amongst faith people. He's mentioned, Barak is mentioned there. But Deborah is the prophetess. The thing that I wanted to, and then we went through that story and some of the interesting parts of it, of how this lady, Jael, probably relatives of Moses, and how the Kenites, this particular Kenite, again, you know, Moses had four daughters. No, not Moses, but Moses' father-in-law had four daughters. He married one of them. And then this would be, what, 60, 70, 80 years later. It's the same family, the Midianite, Kenite families, but they were father-in-law to Moses. And this, what I was going to say about that was that it says in Judges 4 that this Kenite, Heber, had turned away from Sisera, the general, and the enemy. There were now then that 10,000 that Barak had, he was against literally nearly millions. It wasn't just Sisera and his army. There was a bunch of kings as well, if you look at Deborah's song later on in Judges 5. But he exercised faith. He also did something that most men wouldn't do. He humbled himself under this prophetess, and he also wanted her to guide him. He needed a prophet to tell him what day. And you'll notice that she said, "This is the day." So he was waiting on Mount Tabor, and this was the day to go bring them down to the river Kishon. And apparently they were flooded away. That whole army was destroyed. And of course, the general, Sisera, pops off his chariot. The chariots were destroyed. Chariots were probably just two-wheel vehicles with three or four horses, but with daggers on the wheels. In other words, they'd be really tough on the army. But they lost that battle, the enemy. Israel had been afflicted by them for 20 years, and they won the battle. Israel won the battle through Barak and through Deborah, and then through this lady Jael, from the relatives of Moses. She put her, called the guy into her tent. Now, when you call a guy into a woman's tent in those days, it was a death sentence. So he really had cursed himself with that. And then he goes to sleep, and you know, you remember the story. She puts the tent peg through his head and destroys him. And that's the end of that that battle. It was a wonderful battle, and Deborah writes a song about it in Judges 5. But the point being that he humbled himself. He didn't pull a rank on this lady, or on both ladies. So the point being that we're talking about, as we talk about Barak, by faith, this humble servant didn't pull rank on Deborah, the prophetess, the lady. Now, the Lord Jesus himself never pulled any kind of rank on us when he came and left glory. And as it says in Hebrews 10:7, "I come to do your will." I asked the folk in church what they had come for that day, that morning for church. Have you come to do his will? The Lord Jesus, as we talked about Barak and Deborah, he humbled himself as a servant in Romans 8:11. If that same spirit dwell in you that dwelt in him, we have the same spirit that he calls us to. And he gave us the example of what it means to be a servant. It was, and so the spirit that was in the Lord Jesus Christ was a humble spirit. It was no secondhand version of God's Holy Spirit in you or me. As he was in this world, so are we in this world. The servant humbled himself as a servant. That's what the Lord Jesus did. Yes, he became a servant to all those he came to seek and to save. Romans 14:8 says, he became a servant unto his Father, unto whom he died. So he just didn't become a servant unto us, but he showed us what it was to be a servant. For whether we live, or whether we live unto the Lord, or whether we die unto the Lord. He became a servant both to those that he came to seek and to save, and to his own Father to do his Father's will. So Jesus, the servant, having forsaken all rights to royalty in heaven's glory, in its highest place of heaven, the best rooms in the palace, he voluntarily went looking for the servants' quarters, which was downstairs, and we're just surmising here, right beside the carpenter's shop. And he would come to the house only when called, and he could only use the servants' side entrance. And even there, At the first, he did not presume to start at the top of the servants, but humbled himself, submitted himself to the other servants, thus fulfilling all righteousness. And how did he show that? He showed that when he went to see his cousin to be baptized. Because his cousin said, you should be baptizing me, but he humbled himself as a servant. So if the king of all royalty, the creator of all, the Lord over every power, could submit himself to the baptism and anointing of his cousin, John the Baptist, should not we find ourselves, our place, humble amongst the household of servants also? It was only after he had submitted himself as a servant under John, when he had become a servant to servants, that Jesus, when John the Baptist was out of the picture, that Jesus began his own ministry. He said, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. He, Jesus, delighted in rising up early to prepare his master's day. That's his father's day. And he would be the last to retire, making sure that all was right in the house before resting himself. He didn't speak his own words, which we all like to do. He didn't do his own deeds. He sought not his own preferences, his own tastes, his own pleasures, his own purposes or needs. His master, his father, was always first. All the while, he possessed the rarest of character jewels. The master's commands every day were not hard for him. They weren't grievous to him. He never fell into the trap where life became an unending list of obligations and boring things. But his daily walk was always seasoned with the perfume of privilege. I love this walk today, and I rejoice, he would say. He didn't view his accepted role as heavy or under the circumstances, as many people say, oh, I'm doing this under the circumstances. But he put up, in other words, he just didn't put up with his daily grind. Nor did he say, I'm always in the battle. I'm always fighting. He didn't say, poor me. Rather, Hebrews 10:7, he said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. He didn't have to be dragged or talked into every step of obedience, for there lies the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, and I'm closing, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do we want to be led by the Spirit? We simply ask him. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Psalms that we read. Psalm 89, Psalm 90, Psalm 91. Thank you for the word in Romans 8, 18 and 19. Give to us that anticipation, Lord, that desire, that eager anticipation for the revelation of the sons of God, to be able to see others come to the cross, to be part of your world, part of your kingdom. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you for your word. And even as Jesus said, I come to do your will, O my Lord. May we find ourselves servants willing to do your will day by day. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, John.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Fred. Amen. I like that. Yeah, what did you come about doing God's will?
Right.
Putting God's will in front of us. You know?
Amen.
I've come to have a good time at church. Well, I've come to do God's will for me. Whatever his will is for me, I want to do at church. Nice. I like that. It's a change of the mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. It just struck me as I was preaching it, and that I asked these awkward questions.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's is anything else, Fred?
No, that's it. Is that was I stretching it too far on Romans 8, 18 and 19? The earnest expectation of the creature? Was it something that we're looking for now, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God?
Well,
or is it just only ever the glorification of the saint?
Well, the suffering in 18, whatever suffering we go through, and sometimes it can be horrible. I mean, people, horrible things, but it's short-lived compared to eternity. And what God has in store for us, and Paul says, what you suffer here doesn't, forget it. It doesn't mean anything compared to what you have in eternity. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but, you know, people really do suffer, Fred. But Paul is
Everyone goes through suffering, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone goes through.
Yeah. But no matter what the suffering is, what God has in store for us, and it says he's going to wipe away every tear, Fred.
Well, that's future.
Right.
But there is a hope now. The earnest expectation of the creature. We're supposed to be anticipating this glorification, but also the manifestation of the sons of God. What does that mean?
Well, that is us, Fred.
Right.
We're returning with the Lord, because if you go up to verse 16, it talks about we're the children of God and we're joint heirs with Christ. And then the scriptures then go into it's waiting. The creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to be relieved of this. It's like groaning.
Of the curse.
Yeah,
the curse. Of the curse.
Right. Just as we want to get rid of the curse, it's sort of, here's something, Fred. Our bodies are designed like for life by God, because if you get injured, there's a healing process. If you get sick, there's a recovery process. So it's the body. We don't tell it, okay, body, you know, I'm sick now and I want to recover. It's built into us. It is actually built into us. Yet we die. You see that, Fred, the two forces at work there?
Yeah. Well, also, everyone who Jesus healed eventually died, too,
yes.
Except the ones he rose. So it's always, we understand that, yeah.
So, but, I mean, we were designed to, like, I guess you could say live eternal, because you could see how our body responds and heals itself.
Yeah.
God designed that in there. And so, but now it's like the creation wasn't designed to be decayed. It wasn't designed. Man, it's amazing. The entire universe, no matter where you go in it, is corrupted because of our sin. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the creation, God has like put in it to, just as like we're raised from the dead, so the creation, in a sense, is going to be raised into the from the corruption to a new life for eternity. So not only do we want to have eternal life, but God has actually structured the creation to respond. That when He says the word, it will be all redone and renewed like it was before the fall.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks, love. Thanks, love.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Let's see if we could get some people to pray for you, Pastor Fred. All right. So what's the latest with Katie?
Well, you know, the doctors have given up on her. The surgeons have said that they will try a more virulent form of chemo for maybe another 5 or 6 times, but they've told her that the best way for her to receive help is by prayer.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, let's all let's pray for her right now.
Yeah. She's got blood clots all over, and there is a vein that needs to be released from being pushed, the main vein between the head and the feet, or the head and the body. And they got to put in a little stent to stop that from being squeezed and slowed down. But basically, they've said that unless they haven't been able to do what they wanted to do with the chemo, and that they're not willing to do the surgery because it would destroy her.
Okay. Father, we have Katie before you, and the doctors gave the prescription, Lord, prayer. So we have her before you in the awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, this is the spirit of death hovering on her, Lord. And we rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name, in the mighty power of Jesus Christ. And we speak the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit over her, Lord. We speak life to her with the resurrection power, Lord. We're asking that this cancer would die. It would die. It is it's under the law of sin and death is what it's under. And we speak the life of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus into her, Lord. The spirit of infirmity must shrivel up and die. And we're releasing the power of the Holy Spirit to flow through her, Lord, and to heal what that spirit of infirmity is trying to destroy. This is like a big battle now. And we know that we're designed to be healed, Lord. We know it. We know that when we get sick, you know, we recover, Lord. Or if we break a leg, it'll heal. That you've designed us for that. We don't, like, conjure it up. The body naturally heals. So we're asking. That's under the law of the life, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Our body is part of that, Lord, and that's where that healing comes from. So we're asking now, we're invoking you, Lord, to release that healing in Katie now, Lord. Released. It will be released, Lord, into her life. Life, Lord. Life into all the cells. Life into the blood. Oh, there you go. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And we're asking now that your life, your healing life, would be flowing through her blood now. It talks about blood clots. We're asking every single one of them to dissolve, Lord. Every single one of them. And this whole thing is shrinking, dying, shrinking. And that your life, the life of the Holy Spirit now will be flowing through her, Lord. I thank you for this, Lord. I thank you for we can intercede now with according to your word, Lord. This is interceding according to your word. So we praise you and thank you now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. There might be some more, Fred, that we want to pray.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sister Kathy, would you like to lead us in prayer for Pastor Fred and Katie, please?
Well, before he hangs up, he needs to pray for Henry, Eve's husband. He has had a recurrent of his kidney stone that he just got checked up and got a clean bill of health, and now he's in extreme pain again, and she's going to give it a few more minutes and then call the doctor. So I'll go ahead and pray for Kate and Pastor Fred, and then if he'll pray for Eve and Henry after that. Lord, I just thank you so much for the teaching tonight. I thank you that you are giving Pastor Fred wisdom and revelation knowledge and understanding, and just incredible insight, wow. And just you're opening the book of life to him, and he shares it with us and his congregation. Now strengthen him right now in his respiratory area, Lord, in the nasal and bronchial area, just everything that concerns Pastor Fred's body functions. We just say work and move on his behalf. And bless precious Katie, Lord God. She's been through quite an ordeal, and Nate as well. And we just pray your blessings upon them. Strengthen them, Lord, especially Katie right now with this disorder and limitations of what can be done for her because of how it affects something else. You're her doctor. You're her everything. You created her, and you make everything perfect. Do that for Katie right now, God. Thank you. Thank you for the love of a father and the love of a father's father. So, Father, we just thank you that you are that great equalizer. You're that great orchestrator and generator and provider and protector and shield and director. So do all these functions for your children, Lord. Give us the desires of our heart to see Katie raised up into newness of life and intense ministry function. So thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for Eve and Henry. Oh, God, don't make it necessary for them to go to the emergency room again tonight. That was just something they never want to have to repeat. So help Henry, help the pain go, help the stone, if it is one like his son thinks, let it come on out of his body. And thank you, Father, for Chaplain John and this program and everybody that immediately went to prayer for all these sort of things, for all of these purposes and reasons that we have in prayer. And you're a covenant-keeping God. You watch over your word. You perform it. It will not return void. Affect your word in Kate, Nate, Pastor Fred, and Henry, and all of the other people that are standing in the need of prayer. And thank you for your goodness and mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, yep. We thank you for Henry. Thank you for Henry, Lord. We ask that Henry and Eve may receive that which they're requesting you, and that you would push that stone right through right now in the name of Jesus, that it might expel. They have, Lord, and it doesn't take a miracle. It just takes a quick move. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can call upon you in this severe pain. Men all say that it's worse than what a lady has having a baby, but I don't believe so. But it is painful, Lord. And so we're asking that you expel this thing in the name of Jesus. Bind the work of the enemy that would stop it. Let it go right now in Jesus' precious name. And we all agree. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor Fred, is there anything else you need prayer for? Oh, let's see. I know what to pray. Father, we're asking your blessings on Pastor Fred and the church, Lord, the Cinema Riches Bible Church. We're asking, and we thank you for the good report he gave all the people that were there for Resurrection Sunday. And so we're asking that this would continue. The Wednesday night, that Thursday night would be blessed as a couple churches get together for prayer. So thank you, Lord. We ask you blessing. You bless all his finances, Lord, and all his children, Lord. Amy and Andrew, Lord, and Lydia. And, Kate and, Nate, Lord, and the grandchildren. So thank you for the grandchildren, Lord. And they're a great blessing to, Pastor Fred.
Amen. Amen. So, amen.
And a speedy recovery now, Lord. Speedy recovery there. It doesn't sound like it's in his chest, Lord. Keep it out of his chest. Keep it out of his chest, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really
and Pastor Fred, Eve Henry's wife said, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Fred. Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, amen. Lord is good.
Okay, I'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you.
I'd like to pray one more thing with regard to Kate.
Yeah,
and
please.
That is this Heavenly Father. I pray that everyone who listens to this cry for healing, or her healing, Father God, for miraculous healing that will confound the doctors, but they recommended prayer, and therefore it shouldn't be too much of a surprise. But let's have everyone be listening to your guidance to whether or not this is a battle against that which requires prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Because it very well could be that we just need one, two, or three that are in agreement and fast for her, Father God, as we pray. And I just pray that that be on people's heart to hear from you as to what their role is in standing before you for her healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much. Thank you again.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, Lord bless.
All right, Pastor Fred, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you. Okay, he's taken off. I miss Monday nights if he's not here and teaching. So, Sister Sharon, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, I sure will. Dear Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you that Pastor Fred was able to come on and give us a message from your word and stuff. And I noticed that when he was talking, his voice got stronger and stronger as he went along and stuff. And that just made me feel very good that that was happening. And dear Father, we just still need to keep Pastor Fred in our prayers and Katie in our prayers and just pray as much as we can for the healing and for things to get better with them. And dear Father, it is so painful to hear that Eve's husband is having trouble with those kidney stones possibly and stuff. And it's rare that they leave without causing a whole bunch of episodes and stuff. But I just want to pray for Henry and pray for Eve too. It's a household of pain. And that people know there's pain there, and it's going to be hard on Eve until it's figured out one way or the other what to do about this potential stone. I just pray for Eve that she can hold on tight and get through this. And dear Father, I just want to pray for everybody who's out there who is in need of prayer. I just think of what's going on overseas with Jamil, and I just pray for his family and his safety, and pray for Pastor Zephaniah in his area, and the same thing too. We need to pray for everybody's safety, their food, their water, and that they know about you, dear Father God. It's just so important that people know about you. That's why we need to get a hold of brochures, get a hold of little Bibles and stuff, and anything that's out there that we can hand out that would be just something to make people want to read about you in that way, hear about you. It's like that I said the other day, that the children, the little people, were reading to each other. And I just think that it's just marvelous to say the least, you know, that they're reading the little children's Bibles to each other. And that is just so, so wonderful to hear. And I just pray, dear Father, for everybody who's here, and that they do have a good week coming up, and that their heart's desires are met, that you are mostly our heart desires, dear Father God. And I just thank you that we can be here together and to pray for each other and one another. And so it's just so dangerous out there in the world right now, and especially with the people with all the nukes that they're ready to push a button and stuff, and it's just not a good thing at all. And I just want to say thank you, dear God, for protecting us, and thank you, dear God, for preparing a place for us, a home for us, and stuff. As of any outburst of nuclear stuff, nobody on this planet is safe, nobody. But we just know that you have a place for us, and I am so grateful for that. And we just need to get out there and let everybody we know about that, and get them to pray, and get them to talk about you and become your child and stuff. And it's just so easy for somebody to do that and stuff, but they want to do it. And that's what's important and stuff, because it's not a game at all that we're playing. This is reality. This is where the Bible says we're going, and we need to be ready. And I just thank you for that, and thank you for again for Chaplain John's groups and stuff. And I just pray that everybody I know is ready to meet you. This is very important. And I thank you, your Father God, and in your name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brother Charles.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm muted. All right, Lord, I lift up Henry tonight, Eve's husband. I just love Eve so much, and she's my neighbor, so to speak. As the crow flies, she's not that far from me. So, Lord, I lift up Henry and help him to pass the stone real quick and help it to dissolve, Lord, or something. Lord, just ease the pain where he gets some sleep tonight and is able to rest and enjoy the grandkids tomorrow, and for it to pass, for this just to pass. I pray for Pastor Fred. Lord, he seems tired a lot and weary, but he has you, Lord, and he's depending on you. He's leaning on you. So despite loneliness, possibly with his wife having passed, he has you, Lord. So thank you for your Holy Spirit being upon him. Thank you for Chaplain John, Lord, and all the work that he does. Lord, I lift up Pakistan and India to you tonight, Lord. I pray fervently, Lord, that there is no war between those nations, because all it would do would be just destroy two nations. It's insanity. So, Lord, please stop that situation. I pray for President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Pray that the conservatives win tonight in Canada. Lord, please help that to happen. So anyway, Lord, thank you for being with us and present with us. Thank you for your gift of justification. And thank you for just giving us peace. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Charles. Okay, Paula Jean.
Okay, I see that I can speak. This is good. Thank you. And Heavenly Father, we do give you praise that you are with us and that you're watching over the loved ones for whom we are praying, Father. I'm also going to pray for Henry, because I've been through that period, and I remember myself thinking, boy, this is as bad. It's got to be as bad as delivering a baby, but I get no baby. And he gets no baby from it either. So I pray, Father God, that you will give him mercy, grace, and a dissolving of the stone, not just a hiding. I was praying that you had hidden it long enough for it to dissolve and pass. And I'm still praying that you are going to do that. I pray, Father God, that if this has moved forward, that he'll remember that it's making progress. But also we pray that he be delivered from the intense pain that can be had. I pray that whatever he needs, that you'll guide our sister Eve. Because when you're in pain, you don't know what you need. You're just crying out to God for help. And so, Father God, I pray that you will reach Sister Eve with what she needs to do and how she can help him, if you're going to make going to the hospital the next step in the process. But I pray that that's not necessary, just as everybody else has, and that you're going to just shift that stone one more time to a place where it doesn't cause the pain, and arrange for the nutrients that he needs to get into his system for dissolving the stone, or simply give him a touch and dissolve it yourself and deliver him from this. And I pray, Father God, that you'll help his system to get into balance where he's no longer creating stones. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you, Sister Paula Jean. And now we have Rita, Sister Rita.
Hi, Captain John.
Hello.
Okay, and hello to everyone out there, too.
Hey, sweetie.
Father, thank you, Captain. Father, I pray for, I give you, first of all, Father, I give you thanks for all that you have provided for me. My salvation, strength, encouragement. You are my refuge and my strength and my shelter, Father. And thank you for dying for me on the cross, that I may have life and that I may have it more abundantly, Father. Thank you. And Father, I give you thanks that we are able to gather on this line tonight as a group of Christians to worship you. Where when other countries, Father, they are persecuted for this, Father. And I give you thanks, Father, that we still have that freedom in America. Father, I pray for the Christians in Pakistan that you would protect them from the Muslims, strengthen them, and encourage them, Father. And I pray for Harry, Father, that you would move that stone out of his body quickly and that he won't suffer all night with it. Strengthen him spiritually and physically, Father. And I pray for Eve, that you will help her to be an encouragement to Harry, and that you would also strengthen her emotionally right now, Father, and physically, and also encourage her and comfort her, Father. And I pray for Pastor Fred. I pray that you would strengthen his heart and his body, Father, and that you would encourage him as he goes through this time of worry for Katie, and that you would also comfort him and encourage him and strengthen him, Father. Bless his church. And Father, I also pray for Katie, that you would heal Katie, and that whatever is wrong with her, Father, that you'd be merciful unto Katie, and that you would heal her and strengthen her, encourage her, and comfort her, Father. And let's see, and I pray, Father, for, let's see, Katie. Okay, I'm trying to think what there were so many else. Okay, and Father, I pray for America. I pray that you'd heal, forgive, and have mercy on America, Father. And that I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America. And also I pray for President Trump, that you would protect him, encourage him, and comfort him and strengthen him and guide and direct him, Father, in the direction that you would want him to take America. And I ask you, Father, that President Trump will come to you for strength and your son, and that he would love you and your son with all his whole heart, soul, and mind. And I pray for the saving knowledge of that Melania will come to the saving knowledge of your son, and that you would bless their marriage, President Trump and Melania's marriage, Father. And I also pray for J.D. Vance, that you would also, that him and his wife would come to the saving knowledge of your son, and that you would protect him. Yet you would protect J.D. Vance from the evil men and women of this world that wants to do him harm. And I pray that you would also protect Elon Musk. And I ask for Elon Musk will come to the saving knowledge of your son. Father, I pray for Israel. I pray that you would give Israel peace and protect her, Father. And I pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel, Father. And I also pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu, that he will come to the saving knowledge of your son, Father, and that you would also guide him and direct him in the direction that you want him to lead Israel, and bless Prime Minister Netanyahu and his wife, bless their marriage. And I ask also for that his wife will come to the saving knowledge of your son, Father. And Father, I pray for Chaplain John, that you would strengthen him and encourage him, Father, and bless his family, his children and grandchildren. And thank you, Father, for how you have healed Nancy. And I ask, Father, that you will continue to heal Nancy until she's completely healed. And I pray, Father, that you would bless their marriage, Chaplain John and Nancy's marriage. And Father, I pray for all the churches that are in the Abba Father Fellowship, that you would bless the pastors, guide and direct them, and also bless the people in these churches, Father, and protect these churches, Father, from the men and women that wants to do them harm just because these churches love your son. Protect him, Father, from these people, Father. And Father, I pray that you will bless everyone that is online tonight in the chat room, in Facebook, and Rumble, and that you will strengthen and encourage each and every one of us, Father. For I pray this in the name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And then we have Gigi and Randy. Hello. Before you start there, if anyone wants to call in and pray, 717-409-5553. You could maybe, if not, put a request there. I think Sister Kathy's patrolling the halls there of the chat room, and she'll report it back. So, Gigi and Randy?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm going to pray for Pastor Fred and the other things that you brought up, but is there anything specifically that you want me to pray for besides what's going on in Pakistan?
Yeah, I feel that there's some major changes coming here in the ministry, so that God would guide us. He would bless and guide. In other words, I wouldn't run ahead of him or behind him. Or I do exactly what he wants to do.
Okay. Okay. So, Lord, you are Lord of all. You are God of gods, Lord of lords, King of kings. And all creation does worship you, wants to worship you, and is waiting with this earnest expectation of you revealing the sons of God. And we are waiting too, Lord. We're all waiting and looking. And first of all, I just want to thank you. You did a miracle for us today. And it was quite amazing. And it prevented us from having to spend money and time. And you just directed me how to fix the problem with the computer. It was amazing. It wasn't working at all. So I just want to thank you, Lord. That was really incredible. I'm so, so grateful. And Lord, we want to lift up your name. We want to glorify you in everything that we do. And I want to pray over over the Abba Father's ministry, and that you would lead and guide John and open the doors where he should go. Let him know when and how, and provide whatever he needs to do what you've called him to do. And we thank you in advance that it's going to be good and wonderful and glorify you and be encouraging to a lot of people. So we pray that that you would just lay that path out for him, and that you would bring people that he needs either to help him or to be on with him. And so we just thank you in advance that you have prompted him to do so. And we know that the world is changing fast, and we don't want to be afraid of that. We want to look forward to your coming, Lord, and we can see that on the horizon. So I thank you in advance what you're going to do. And I also want to thank you that our government is trying to do the right thing, headed by Trump, and that you would protect them all. And somehow, some way, Lord, these people that are rogue at every single level, and even the other party killed a bill, which was ridiculous, totally ridiculous. And so you can, Lord, you know better than we do, but these people that are against you, it's really being against you, Lord, and against honesty and righteousness. Lord, we're praying that you would save them or move these people out of the way, Lord. And so we're asking you for justice, and I don't want to prescribe that, because it says that you say in your word, "I will repay, saith the Lord." And it is because it's in your plan to do these things on the earth. And so, Lord, I first of all, I want to pray for Eve's husband. I know this is very, very painful and can be even dangerous. So I want to pray that that you would heal Henry. And Randy and I and two of our friends prayed over him one time when he was having his kidney stone problems, and they said that he could never pass it. But we were all together at a retreat, Christian retreat, and we laid hands on Randy and asked for his healing. And we prayed that you would blast the stones apart and that they would come out and not harm him. And so that is what I'm praying over Henry, that you would blast the stones, they would come apart, they would come out, and they would not harm him. And we pray also, Lord, that it's important to know why. This is a recurrent theme. So we pray that the doctors would figure out exactly what it is, because there are reasons and they're treatable. And so we're just praying for that. We pray mercy on Eve and Henry. Watch over them, Lord, and give them great peace and comfort. And I pray that he would be able to sleep tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to lift up this situation in Pakistan and India. This is a really serious situation. And we pray that it would not escalate and that something somewhere would happen so that they don't end up nuking each other. And so we're just praying against that, those spirits that are trying to destroy that part of the world and the rest of the world. And it's these things are the time, the timing is in your hands, Lord. So we just pray that you would put your hand on that situation. And we know that evil is going to increase, but we're asking for mercy. We're asking you for mercy on the Christians in Pakistan and the Christians in India. And so we pray over Pastor Jamil and all the Abba Fathers Fellowship churches as well. And we pray over Bishop Reinhardt and Pastor David and all the pastors and all the Christians in both of these countries, Lord. Please give them great peace and comfort, and that people would draw close to you and pray fervently, fast and pray. So we want to thank you in advance for what you're going to do there. And Lord, I also want to lift up Pastor Fred. We pray that you would clear up this infection, everything would drain out, and he would be well, give him very good rest. And we also pray over Katie, Lord, even though things don't look possible, everything is possible in your hands. So we pray that you would heal her and deliver her from every evil thing that is trying to afflict her and take her outward. So we pray that you would be present there in the situation. And we know that prayer is the best medicine. So we're asking you for mercy, for peace on her. And if there is something else that she needs to do, Lord, that you would show it to them. And I just want to thank you and praise you for the many prayer requests that we have placed at your feet, Lord, and you have answered them. And I want to pray for everyone that's on the line and watching, that you would provide everything that they need, Lord. Give them great comfort and peace, and put a hedge of protection around each and every one of us and anyone who is ill and suffering. We want to pray healing and deliverance from whatever evil thing is afflicting them. And we want to lift up Sister Sharon. We love her, Lord. And we are praying that you would speedily give her recovery. We'd like to see her up and walking around and praising your name and being a witness. Glorify your name, Lord. And we pray that you give her great comfort, great peace, and faith to continue on. And we just want to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, amazing, amazing things we're seeing, Lord. Amazing out there. The prophetic word is so alive, Lord. Yeah. No turning back. This is heading right towards the tribulation period. But Lord, we're asking that you would grant us time, Lord, for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit to occur. Lord, it might only be a month. It might only be a couple months, 6 months, Lord. It doesn't have some of those great outpourings like the 1800s that ground on, Lord, for many years, as a matter of fact. Lord, but today, with all the technology and all, it can be like a roaring forest fire. And so we're asking for the time, Lord, for your great last outpouring to just burn, Lord. Our God is a consuming fire, Lord. and the fire of the Holy Spirit is bringing in multitudes into the kingdom, Lord. That's what we're asking for. So, Lord, right now we're facing a nuclear war with Pakistan and India. I don't think, Lord, India wants a war with Pakistan, but Pakistan wants Kashmir. The reason they want Kashmir, it's like 60-70% Muslim, and therefore they think that it belongs to Pakistan. This is Islam, Lord. That's the way they think. So, Lord, but we're asking that you would put a lid on this and that it wouldn't explode into a war like this, and that, Lord, that Pakistan would see great revival, Lord. From the very bottom in the south at Karachi, way up to the north into the like Himalayas, Lord. In India, Lord, 300 million people. We're asking, Lord, I mean, even 10% would be 130 million, which is like enormous amount. But Lord, it's only a tenth of India. I mean, India, Lord, could have 200 million, 300 million come to you. So we're asking for a great, and Lord, I believe that the healing, the brokenhearted message is part of what's going on in India. From the reports we get back from Bishop Reinhardt, that's all he wants to preach. And his preachers there, the evangelists, Luke 4:18, they see the tremendous results in India, Lord. So we want to continue to be a part of your mighty move in India, Lord. And we want to be a part of your mighty move in Pakistan, especially, Lord, the Hindus. We're praying for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit through the Hindus, Lord. There's about 15 million, and Lord, I think most of them will come to you. So bless that outreach, Lord. I'm asking that everything we need, Lord, as far as supplies, Lord, like brochures, travel expenses and all, I ask that it be met, Lord, and that we just a forest fire burn of your spirit burning through the, especially the Muslims, Lord. In East Africa, Lord, the same thing. These are the areas you've kind of called us into, Lord. The same thing, Lord, especially in East Africa. We've seen so many Muslims come to you, Lord. Imams, amazing, Lord, amazing. So we're asking that fire of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Lord, would just burn all through East Africa, Lord, bringing a huge harvest of souls into you. Thank you for the Messiah, Lord. Bless me by honoring me, Lord, by bringing me into their family, Lord, as an elder. They were so thankful, Lord, of the water filters. They were clapping and cheering, Lord. And I do have pictures of their drinking water without the filter, Lord, and it looks like orange juice. It's a color like orange juice. Directly out of the swamps there. So Lord, and I pray that that good water is going to keep them in good health. Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, the Democrat Party here is, Lord, they're in a class by themselves. They're actually worse than the Muslims. They are insane in sin, Lord. They hate you. They loathe you, Lord, in your word. And they're doing everything. Lord, it's like the horror. They're like the horror of Babylon. They want to release that horror of Babylon before the tribulation period, Lord. So I have a feeling, Lord, and I've had it for a long time, that you are going to severely punish the woke here and the supporters. I've really sensed that, Lord, and it hasn't let up on me. They're getting worse and worse and worse with these. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Lord, they are arrogant and all, and thinking themselves to be wise, they become fools, Lord. Therefore, all is women's rights, but they don't know what a woman is. They can't define a woman. Lord, mocking you, they become complete fools. So, Lord, I pray for a move of your Holy Spirit through them, Lord, that there would be a move of you. Before you move against them, Lord, I ask that you would bring a harvest of those Democrats that are we're just focusing on them on prayer, Lord, but so lost. Whatever is evil, they gravitate to, Lord. And college campuses just becoming hellish now. They won't even, Lord, Harvard is sticking, and the other ones are sticking up for supporting Hamas and Jews being vilified on campus. They're standing up. I mean, it's, Lord, they've crossed over now into your zone of judgment, Lord. Deal with this whole system, Lord. These college campuses, these political parties, Lord, these judges, wicked politicians, Lord, in those states. We're asking, Lord, that you move two ways with a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit and deal with that wickedness, Lord. And so, Lord, we repent of it. We have a repentive heart, Lord. And it's sad to see people like this, Lord, taking sides with terrorists. They brought them in, Lord. It was their party that brought them in. Now they're defending them so they will be kept here. They want to slow down the process, Lord. Amazing. Amazing, Lord. So it's all turned over to you, Lord. We thank you for President Trump, what you've done with him, Lord. Amazing. I thank you for he's backing Israel, Lord. He's going after those colleges that are going after the Jews and supporting Hamas, Lord. This is a real battle. And in the end, Lord, these hardcore colleges, Harvard, Columbia, Lord, there's about 8 of them now that formed a confederation. I ask, Lord, that their doors would be closed, Lord, because of what they've done. They are mocking at you, Lord. And Harvard is worth $53 billion, Lord. I pray you would take it away from them and leave them in poverty for what they've done. It's sad, Lord. It's sad. So, Lord, we do pray for your people, Israel. We pray, Lord, for Prime Minister Netanyahu, Lord, that you would bless him as he leads Israel. And his army, Lord, to get out the woke, the Israeli haters, there'd be secular Jews that hate Israel, Lord. They're in the army. We know they are. And Lord, I pray you purge them all out. And same here in America, purge them all out, Lord. There's been a lot purged, but Lord, I'm sure there's more nestled in there. Get them out, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're asking for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And Lord, that your church would be really strong. It would have an impact. It would have an impact on the nation. That they would know that they may not accept it, but they would know that Jesus is their Messiah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. And I ask these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we'll start with Sister Paula Jean here. Now, Paula Jean, would you like a song? Paula Jean. Okay, I didn't mute her. Or she is unmute, I should say. Let me go back over here now. All right, Paula Jean, you're free. Sister Sharon, what song would you like?
I would like to hear Guy Penrod and singing the Revelation song.
Okay. All right. Yep, there it is. We got it.
Mm-hmm. was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Clothed in rainbows of living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous name. Are my
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Hang on here. All right. Now, let's see who's next. Paula Jean, are you there? Now, Sister Kathy, what do you think happened to Sister Paula Jean? All right. No comment either. All right. Brother Charles, what song would you like?
Jeff, how about, let's do George Beverly Shea, How Great Thou Art, Never Gets Old.
Yeah, oh, isn't that true? Isn't that true?
Thank you, Jeff.
Well, how do you like that? I'm going to have to put his name in. It doesn't come up.
Oh.
Isn't that something? How can they not have George Beverly Shea there? All right, let me go back and put his name in.
It's the same way that I couldn't talk to you when I had a white mic and I was not muted and you couldn't hear me.
Right. You were giving evidence of sleeping. That's what I was thought had happened.
Yeah, I wasn't sleeping at all. I was talking to my phone. I was clicking on everything. So I finally just kicked myself out and signed in again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll be silent now.
Okay. Well, let's go for one of the old ones here, going back into the probably 50s.
The choir and Mr. Shea.
So here we go. This looks like a Billy Graham, I'm sure it is, rally.
They now sing for you, How Great Thou Art.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Cleansing my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
His son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee,
I wonder hang on here. I wonder what year that was. I would say it's in the 50s.
No, doesn't give you the year.
Okay, who do we have up next now here? Gigi and Randy. Oh, wait. I called on Paula Jean.
Okay. Right. Captivate My Heart.
What?
By Terry McCallum.
Terry? Okay, we got him.
Okay.
This is his song. I don't see anybody else but him.
Okay. It's under 5 minutes. It's 4 minutes and a few seconds, you know.
No, it's not. It's 6 minutes and 54 seconds.
Well, go for the 4 minutes under five, because you don't need to listen to all of that. If you can find the shorter one.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I got it. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Oh,
All right. It looks like we got closing time here.
I hope everybody got a song.
Rita did not. Well, I can stay a little longer. So
thank you,
sister. Let me get over here. No, and Gigi and Randy didn't get a song either. So Rita, and then Gigi and Randy.
Well, you could owe me a song.
I could owe you.
If you want to do it that way. Yeah, right. You can owe me a song.
Okay, how about Gigi and Randy?
Yes, I have quite a good one that I found. I used to listen to this some time ago. It's by Don Moen, which is Moen, but it's called Thank You, Lord. And it's the one from, let me see. He has a bunch of these as version. This is the 9 years ago one. And the timing is like 5:59, something like that.
Okay, I see it.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean.
I come before you today. And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
All right. Anything by him is really good. So God bless everybody. And tomorrow morning, I'm at the morning prayer. So Sister Kathy and Sister Sharon will be here. And others come and join. But you're all welcome. You got to call in tomorrow. You call in tomorrow, 717-409-5553. So God bless everybody. And it was a good night, teaching, prayer, and music. I guess it doesn't get much better than that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God in our Savior, Jesus Christ.
O God of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift